Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and just to spice things up a little bit, I'm outside once again, just like I did a few months back. So, if you hear any background noises, there you go. That's what's going on. So today we're going to talk about a verse that I find to be incredibly difficult, and yet I think it's extremely relevant for us. You know, in this last year that the pandemic has been going on, I think in being isolated from a lot of face-to-face communication, there's the tendency for us to get stuck in our own way of thinking, to just get used to our own way of thinking and to think, well, how could anybody see it any differently? You know, how could anybody possibly disagree with me? Or how could anybody else have some kind of other opinion? In some ways, I think that being isolated probably has led to us being a little more like ourselves than we are when we have so much exposure to others and to other ideas and other perspectives. And so I think that this verse is particularly relevant for a time when we are beginning to think about the idea of seeing other people. Here's what the verse says. It's Titus chapter 3. Titus 3 and verse 2 says, "To speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people." Just think about that verse. To speak evil of no one. You know, the apostle doesn't say, except for those people who really frustrate you, or except for those people who are mean to you, or except for those people who just can't see your point of view. You know, he says, speak evil of no one. So, that person that always argues, or that person that always criticizes what you say, those are the people that we do not speak evil of. Now just think about what a change this is. Maybe it's not a change for you, but I know that for me and for other people that I talk to, we'll say things like, well, I just need to vent. I just want somebody to hear how frustrated I am, and then I'll feel better. And yet, what does that venting involve? Well, usually, it's, for a pretty long time, speaking evil of someone, and talking about all the things they do that make you mad, the way that they don't ever listen. And yet we're supposed to speak evil of no one. So the question becomes, well then, how do we do that? You know, we can't just tell ourselves, okay, well, too bad, I can't do that ever again. What's a strategy? What's a way to stop with this kind of venting or this kind of speaking evil of others? Well, it's interesting that as you keep going through the verse, right, Paul says, speak evil of no one, avoid quarreling, and be gentle. And I think that's the key. You know, one of the things I discovered, and, you know, this is kind of embarrassing to say, one of these things that I discovered probably about a year and a half ago is that you can say the same thing to somebody either angrily or gently. You can say the same words. You can ask them the same thing, but with a totally different tone. And I found this with my kids, that I would get really frustrated, you know, because maybe they weren't listening or something, or, you know, whatever it was. And so I would yell, "You need to be quiet," or something like that. And yet, I very well could have just said, Please be quiet right now. And what's fascinating is that when I would yell those things, that never made anything better. You know, maybe they would be quiet. But they weren't quiet because, you know, they said, oh, you know, Dad asked us to be quiet, so we will be. It was because Dad was scary, so we're going to be quiet right now. And so that wasn't even what I was going for. You know, I didn't want my kids to think, oh, well, Dad's scary, so we need to be quiet. And so for me, it was this interesting realization that when I say things with gentleness, that is so much more effective. That doesn't mean that when I say something gently, all of a sudden, boom, everybody listens. But what it means is it doesn't ruin things like saying something angrily. Now, I think the Apostle Paul addresses this and really elaborates on it when he's writing to Timothy. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, consider this. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. 2 Timothy 2, 24 says, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome," right? So it's the same idea. But he says here now, here's really what you're supposed to be. So he takes this idea of being gentle, right, that he told Titus, and now he's going to elaborate on it. So he says, "Must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil." Yet how often do we want to go in and, you know, yell at everybody who's doing something that's wrong and say, "You have to stop this"? That's not to say that we don't correct it, but that we do so with the right spirit. So look at what he goes on to say. Verse 25, right? This is about the correcting part. So when we see things that are wrong, we don't just put up with it, but look at what we do. Verse 25, "Correcting his opponents with gentleness, God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth." And so this is what we're supposed to do. You know, when we disagree with somebody, when we're frustrated, we don't go around and speak evil about them and vent so that, you know, we feel better somehow. But no, in fact, we talk to them about it. And we do it gently. So this week, what if when we feel frustrated, instead of yelling, instead of saying things that we will certainly regret later, what if we talked to the person that frustrated us? Or, you know, if it wasn't a big deal, what if we patiently endured with it and said, well, you know, these things happen. What if we chose, instead of embracing anger, instead of embracing frustration, to embrace gentleness? Think about how that would change your week. Think about how that would change your relationships. And think about how, in doing so, you will be truly demonstrating the character of our God. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.